Title: Noise Textures for Intros Beginner, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's build one of the most underrated things in drum and bass intros, noise textures. Because here's the secret, a lot of D&B intros feel wide, alive, and cinematic before any real drums show up, and it's not always pads or big atmospheres. It's controlled noise, air, hiss, dust, movement, stuff that fills the space and creates tension, without stealing the spotlight. In this lesson, we're keeping it beginner-friendly and we're doing it with stock Ableton devices. No fancy plugins. By the end, you'll have three layers you can reuse in any project: a noise bed, a noise riser, and rhythmic noise pulses. Then we'll arrange them into a clean intro that transitions into a drop like it means it. Let's go. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo to 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a default, go 174. That's a safe modern D&B tempo. Now make three MIDI tracks and name them: Noise Bed, Noise Riser, Noise Pulse. And a quick workflow tip: color them the same so your brain treats them like one FX layer family. This helps a ton when you're arranging. Now, before we touch devices, I want you thinking like a producer, not like a button pusher. Every noise layer needs a role and a frequency range. The bed is mostly upper mids and highs. It's there. The pulse is a mid-band rhythm texture. It should read like groove, not like hi-hats. The riser is moving brightness. It earns the drop through automation. If two layers live in the same range, they blur into static, so we separate them by filter type and EQ. Cool. Step 1. Noise bed. On your noise bed track, drop an operator. Go to oscillator A and set the waveform to noise, basically white noise. Now set your amp envelope. This matters because noise clicks are brutal. Set attack somewhere between 20 and 200 milliseconds. Just enough to avoid a click. Release: 1 to 4 seconds so it fades naturally. Decay can be around 2 seconds if you want, but it's optional. Sustain depends on how you're triggering it, but for a long bed we want it to hold. Now the easy trigger method: draw one long MIDI note that lasts 8 or 16 bars. One note. That's it. We're making a texture layer, not a melody. At this point it'll sound like boring raw hiss. That's fine. Now we shape it into something musical. Add auto filter after operator. Decide your vibe. If you want subtle air, use a low-pass filter and set the cutoff around 6 to 12 kHz. If you want a more radio mid-texture, switch to bandpass, put the cutoff around 1 to 3 kHz, and add some resonance, like 15 to 30%. Now add utility after that. Set width to around 160% to start. You can go higher, but don't just crank it because wide sounds cool. Wide noise in the wrong range can destroy your mix later. Turn on bass mono. Set bass freak to somewhere around 120 to 200 hc. Even if you can't hear bass in your noise, you want this habit early. Intros should feel wide up top, but stable down low. D&B is unforgiving about low-end clarity. Now for the secret sauce. Movement. Drop in the LFO device and map it to the auto filter cutoff. Set the LFO rate to 1/8 or 1/4, tempo synced. Shape: sign for smooth or random if you want more organic shifting. Keep the amount small. You want breathing, not wobbling. And adjust the offset until it feels like a living atmosphere, not a filter beating obviously modulated. At this stage, you should have a noise bed that feels wide and gently alive. Now step 2. Make it intro ready with EQ and reverb. Noise gets messy fast, so we carve it like it's a pad. At EQ 8, turn on a high-pass filter around 200 to 500 hc. This is one of the biggest pro moves for noise textures. You're removing low-mid fog that competes with bass and drums later. If the noise is harsh, do a small dip around 6 to 10 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. If it's too hissy overall, do a gentle high shelf down a couple dB above 10 kHz. Now add reverb. For D&B intros, longer reverbs can work, but you must control the top end. Set decay around 3 to 8 seconds. Size: 70 to 100. Pre-delay: 10 to 30 milliseconds, so it doesn't immediately wash out the sound. And this is crucial: set the reverb high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. That keeps it from turning into fizzy pain. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Be tasteful. Teacher tip: a more professional workflow is to put reverb on a return track. So create a return called introverb, put reverb on it, set dry slash wet to 100%, and send your noise bed into it. Now you can automate the send amount and keep your track cleaner. Quick leveling rule so it feels cinematic, not fizzy. Start your noise bed peaking around minus 24 to minus 18 dB on the track meter. If you can hear the noise more than you feel the space, It's too loud or too bright. All right. Step 3. The noise riser. On the noise riser track, copy operator from the bed. Great habit. Consistent source equals consistent tone. Draw a MIDI note that lasts 4 or 8 bars leading into where your drop will be. Now build this chain in order. Auto filter. Saturator. Reverb. EQ8. And optionally a limiter at the end just for safety. Set auto filter to high pass. Start the cutoff around 200 to 500 Hz. End the cutoff around 8 to 12 kHz. And automate that cutoff sweep over the 4 or 8 bars. Add resonance, around 20 to 40%, to get that whistly tension. Don't overdo it, but in DNB a little resonance is your friend. Now saturator. Mode. Analog clip. Drive. 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. That saturation helps the riser feel present on small speakers, and it helps the riser read as energy, not just more treble. Now automate reverb dry / wet or your reverb send. Start around 10%, and increase toward maybe 25 to 40% right before the drop. But here's the pro move. Do not just do a straight line sweep for 8 bars. Make automation curves musical. Try a slow lift for most of the riser, then a faster ramp in the last bar. Or do a 2-stage move. Lift settles slightly, then final push. In Ableton, add a breakpoint in the middle and pull it to create a curve. This audio version is shortened for playback.